Title: Modal Color for Darker Tracks Masterclass for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live Composition Masterclass, and the mission is very specific. We're going to use modes, not just minor equals dark, to get that proper 90s rave and jungle mood, but still land it like modern drum and bass. Heavy, roll ready, and DJ functional. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar loop you can expand into a full arrangement. Tight drums with a break and a clean layer, a sub plus re-space that follows modal gravity without turning into jazz, and a musical identity built around a modal stab hook, plus an optional pad or drone, and maybe a small rave motif if you want. And one important mindset shift before we touch anything: we're not writing a chord progression. We're designing gravity. We pick a home note, we pick one or two character notes, and we use short voicings that behave like percussion. Step 0. Set the session tempo to 170 to 174. I like 172. Now pick a tonal center that feels good for bass music. F, F sharp, or G are all strong. Today we're going to use F. Create 3 MIDI tracks and name them: Music Stab, Music Pad Drone, and Bass. Now, mode first. The mode is the story, not the decoration. In darker rave DNB, the mode is basically a DJ tool. It tells the listener where home is, and it gives you one note that feels like trouble. So let's pick the mode. You've got a few options that work for dark rave flavor. Phrygian is the classic minus. It's got that flat second, which immediately sounds tense and industrial. Phrygian dominant is even more aggressive and exotic because it combines the flat second with a major third, which can scream early rave if you handle it right. Dorian is less dark but can roll with a little edge thanks to the natural sixth. For this masterclass, we're choosing F Phrygian because it's simple, it's dark, and it behaves well with sub-heavy arrangements. F Phrygian notes are F, G flat, A flat, B flat, C, G flat, E flat. Now, teacher note, your signature note is the flat second, G flat. That's the threat note, but if you hit it constantly, it stops being scary. So we're going to use what I call an identity budget. Per 2 bars, decide how many times the signature tone appears. Low dosage is 1 or 2 appearances for serious darkness. High dosage is 3 to 5 for in-your-face rave. If you go high dosage, you must simplify something else, like less reverb, pure chord tones, or a simpler bassline, or the whole thing turns into a messy caricature. Cool. Now let's build the stab hook. Go to the music stab track, load Waveditable, and set up a short, punchy envelope. We want this to feel like a sampled chord hit, not a polite pad. Write a 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep the stabs short, syncopated, and minimal. 2 or 3 notes per hit is plenty. Here's a strong example in F Phrygian. Hit 1, bar 1, beat 1. F, A flat, C. That's basically an F minor triad. It anchors the listener. Hit 2, bar 1 on the end of 2. G flat, B flat, D flat. That's a G flat major chord, and it's the biggest Phrygian stamp you can make. It screams flat 2. Hit 3, bar 2, beat 1. F, B flat, E flat. That's a corkalish voicing, stacked in fourths. Cold, metallic, dystopian. Very 90s sci-fi warehouse. Now rhythm. Don't just place everything on the grid like a house chord pattern. DNB loves the offbeats. Put hits on beat 1, then a little syncopation like the end of 2, then maybe a hit on 3 and let the drums breathe. Now sound design on the stab. In Waveditable, oscillator 1. Saw. Add unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount around 20 to 35%. Oscillator 2. Square or saw, and drop it an octave, minus 12 semitones, but keep it low in the mix, like 10 to 20%. It's there to add weight and grit, not to turn into a bass. Filter. Use MS2 or PRD. Low pass 24. Cut off somewhere around 800 Hz up to 2.5K depending on how bright you want it. Map cutoff to a macro so you can perform it later. Add some drive, maybe 10 to 30%. Amp envelope. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want a thwack that gets out of the way. Then drop a saturator after it. Analog clip mode. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is where the stab becomes physical and audible without turning it up. Add auto filter next. Low pass 12 or band pass. The goal here is tiny movement so the stab doesn't feel like a static loop. Put an LFO on the cutoff, sync to an eighth or quarter note, but subtle. Then chorus ensemble. Put it in ensemble mode. Amount 15 to 30%, slow rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. That's straight up 90s widening vibe. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so your transient stays punchy. Decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz, so you don't blur the bass. Wet around 8 to 18%. Then EQ8. High pass the stab around 150 to 250 Hz, sometimes more if your bass is huge. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4K. If it needs bite, a tiny boost around 700 to 1.2K can help. Extra coach note, don't try to make the stab sound massive on its own. In this style, a stab can sound kind of thin solo and still feel gigantic in the full mix once the sub and drums land. The stab's job is intelligibility and attitude in the mids, not low-end dominance. Now the first big 90s trick, resample it like it's a sample. Freeze and flatten the stab track, or resample the output to audio. Then put that audio into simpler and slice mode. Now you can retrigger it with different timings like you're chopping a record. If you want crust, add redux and lightly reduce to around 8 to 12 bits. Subtle. We're doing flavor, not destruction for its own sake. Next, the patter drone. This is optional, but it's powerful for atmosphere and for making the mode feel inevitable. On music pad drone, use analog. Osc 1 saw. Osc 2 triangle. Slight detune, like 2 to 8 cents. Add auto filter, low pass 24. Cut off low, maybe 200 to 800 Hz, slow motion. Then hybrid reverb with a longer tail, like 3 to 6 seconds. High cut around 6 to 10K so it stays dark. Then utility and widen it, maybe 120 to 160%. Now the actual notes. Keep it minimal. You can do a two-note drone that emphasizes the identity. In Phrygian, the identity note is G-flat. So you can hold F plus G-flat very quietly, like a low-level cluster that creates tension. Or you can hold F plus C as a stable drone and bring G-flat in as a swell note occasionally. Teacher warning, the F plus G-flat cluster is dangerous if it's loud. It can turn into constant anxiety, so keep it low and level and often filtered. Think of it like fog, not a lead. Arrangement move. Bring the pad in about 8 bars before the drop. Then duck it under the drop so it's felt, not heard. Now bass. This is where a lot of people ruin the vibe, because they either get too melodic and it becomes fusion, or they overuse the signature note and it becomes gimmicky. We're going to do modal movement with restraint. The rule. Keep most bass notes on F, with supporting gravity on E-flat, D-flat, maybe B-flat if you want, and use G-flat as a passing note or a callout, not a permanent resident. Split your bass into sub and res. Two tracks or an instrument rack. For the sub, use operator, sine wave, short attack, and a medium release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off unnaturally. EQ8, gentle low pass around 120 to 180. Utility, width at 0%. Keep it mono. For the res, use wavitable with two saws, detune, unison 2 to 4 voices. Add filter drive. Then saturator, drive 5 to 12 dB depending on aggression. Add amp for bite if needed, but keep control. Add auto filter with LFO synced 1/8 to quarter note for movement. EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 so it stays out of the sub lane. Utility, width maybe 60 to 120%, but don't go silly. The low end must stay centered. Now write a 2-bar bass phrase that rolls. Bar 1, F long, then E flat short, then F short. Bar 2, F long, then D flat short, then G flat very short as a pickup, and slam back to F. That tiny G flat pickup is like flashing the knife and then hiding it again. Perfect. And focus on note length and velocity. Long notes equal weight. Short notes equal propulsion. This is as much groove design as it is harmony. If you want swing, use groove pull lightly, but keep your sub timing tight. I'll say it clearly. If the sub is late, the whole track feels drunk. You can groove the tops, you can groove the stabs, but the sub is low. Now drums. Even though this is composition focused, dark harmony only hits when the drums are authoritative. Use two groups. One group is your break, like an amen or think edit. The other group is clean kick, snare, hats for modern punch. On the break group, EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 to clear mod. Drum bus with drive 5 to 15%. Crunch subtle. Boom off or very low because you already have sub. Optional saturator for grit. Layer your clean snare, and here's a very overlooked pro move. Tune the snare. Often tuning it near F or C works. If your snare has a ringing tone that clashes with your tonal center, the whole track feels wrong even if everything else is in key. Your ear will blame the harmony, but it's the snare. No glue the harmony to the groove. Side chain the stab and the pant to the kick, or to a ghost kick if your kick pattern is sparse. Ableton compressor, side chain on. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 200. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. More on pads, less on stabs. The goal is to make space, not to pump like EDM. Then do call and response. This is where 90s energy lives. Short questions and answers. A simple plan. Phrase A, 8 bars, emphasize G flat once per bar. Phrase B, 8 bars, stop leaning on G flat and instead emphasize D flat or E flat. It feels like a chapter change without rewriting the tune. Now the arrangement. Here's a practical 32 bar skeleton. Bars 1 to 8. DJ friendly intro, filtered break and hats, padrone quiet and low passed, occasional one-shot stab with heavy reverb, bars 9 to 16, tension, bring in the Reese without the sub yet, start the stab rhythm but high pass it aggressively like 300 to 500 hertz, so it teases the hook without fully delivering, add a noise swell, operator noise into an auto filter sweep works perfectly, bar 17, drop, full drums, sub plus Reese, stab hook at full bandwidth, but still high passed around 150 to 250 so it doesn't fight the bass. Bars 25 to 32. Variation. Use the G-flat chord hit less often and move more through D-flat and E-flat. Add a classic one-bar stop, silence with a reverb tail, then back in. That's pure rave literacy. And here are two classic 90s edits you can do instantly. Print two bars of the full mix to audio. Reverse a stab tail into the drop, or pitch down a fill by minus 2 or minus 3 semitones for a tape moment. Audio culture, not perfection culture. Now let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid them. First, overcording the drop. Too many notes and extensions turns it into fusion. Keep voicings to 2 or 3 notes most of the time. Second, using the signature modal note constantly. The ear gets numb. Use G flat as a weapon. Third, bass and stabs fighting in the 150 to 400 zone. High pass stabs and pads, keep Reese mids controlled, and keep sub mono and clean. Fourth, ignoring drum dominance. Harmony is meaningless if the drums don't punch. Fifth, reverb flooding the groove. Big space is good, but it must be filtered and timed. Pre-delay and low cut are not optional. Advanced upgrades, quick fire. Try chordal voicings like F, B flat, E flat for cold metallic darkness. This IO version is shortened for playback.